Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. Someone has observed that there are some folks who don't know very much and often give wordy evidence of it. The Almighty seems to observe the same thing about a great many members of the human race. At 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul wrote about what many men have thought to be great wisdom, while God viewed the same material as being mere foolishness. As a matter of fact, Paul pointed out in the text that man's wisdom has actually proven so foolish that it tends to draw the race away from God. One of the ways it has done so is when the foolishness that man calls wisdom seeks to explain the creation of earth and all else in terms of what is essentially a spontaneous accident, while asserting that life came about in similar fashion, evolving to its present state of development over millions and billions of years. Genesis chapter 1 is, on the other hand, a correct account of the outright creation of heaven and earth and all that in them is over a six-day period. Biblical history places such a divine creation of all that we know less than 7,000 years into the past. Man's ridiculous sciences insist otherwise, but we can be sure that God was there and that He knows perfectly well when He did it all. Who do you want to believe? If there's anything good that can come from man's efforts to prove scientifically what is disproven biblically, it is to give all the world an opportunity to see the precedent that has been set throughout the generations of man with regard to the differences in the thoughts of man and God. According to Isaiah chapter 55, those differences are considerable. Since we have seen that demonstrated in so many ways, so many times, it then should come as no significant surprise to us that man's thoughts on matters of structured religion have differed greatly from those of God, too. The close of Leviticus chapter 9 illustrates perfectly that God accepted that which was done according to His commandments and blessed the people for it, while the opening of chapter 10 clearly shows His grave disapproval of efforts made by man to worship Him in ways foreign to divine directive. Such evidences, once again, beg the question made before: who do you want to believe? May God bless you, and may you have a great day.